Going to a big supermarket used to be a novel thing.
The expansive produce department offers a choice selection of the freshest grown fruits and vegetables available.
That's from an ad made in 1957. Fast forward 60 years, and the internet has made us a lot less interested in the produce department. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods is making a lot of grocery chains rethink their strategies. Albertsons, the country's second largest grocer, just announced a partnership with the on-demand grocery delivery company Instacart. Kroger in Southern California is also testing delivery with Instacart. But that isn't the only change in the works. Jennifer Bartashas is a senior analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence.
The problem with delivery is that you still have to be there and you have to be at home at a certain time. And The idea of convenience and being able to get your groceries at a time that's good for you sometimes doesn't work with the delivery model. And that's why this click and collect idea, where you order online and you show up at the store, and within 5 minutes, usually, your groceries are loaded right into the back of your car and you never even have to get out, appeals to a lot of people, especially people who are busy and they're running kids back and forth from activities or to and from school or on their way home from work.
Yeah, I mean, you are really speaking my language with that click and collect thing. Who's doing that? Who's in that business now?
Well, you've got a lot of large companies that are doing it. Walmart, which happens to be the largest seller of food in the United States. They sell more than any grocery chain out there. And then you have other large players like Kroger, you know, the parent company of Albertsons as well. And so you have companies that are all working on rolling these kinds of locations out to as many of their stores as possible, because they're finding that people who use the service actually spend more with them. And it is a convenience that customers really appreciate.
What do you think it means for retailers who maybe don't want to adapt or aren't going to, or are relying on kind of a specialty experience? I'm thinking of like Trader Joe's, which to my knowledge just does not seem interested in being anything but adorably funky Trader Joe's.
That's very true. You know, there are some retailers who are fortunate enough to have that loyalty where people are willing to go in for the experience. And Trader Joe's fits that bill. But, you know, over time, the growth in online grocery is expected to grow at a very rapid pace over the next 5 years. And so there may come a time when Trader Joe's has to offer some sort of service just to keep up a little bit with the consumer demand.
At what point do you think people will start to see delivery or a pickup stall as a necessity and make room for it in their budgets? I assume it will continue to cost a little extra.
Yeah, in most cases, it will cost a little bit extra for a while. But other countries where the online grocery model is much more embedded in culture, which would be in the United Kingdom and in France, the actual fee for placing those online orders is pretty much gone. And it's just been from a competitive standpoint where the retailers all try to attract people to use their service.
I know that we've always made trade-offs for convenience. Are we getting to a point where people are fine with giving up some control over actually choosing their groceries? They don't need to pinch the peaches, if you will?
Yeah, people are getting a little bit more comfortable with it. And what most people don't know is that a lot of these retailers will actually put the very best selection in the orders that are online orders so that people have a great experience and are willing to continue to do it. So in some instances, you know, I'm not very good at picking out avocados, but people are trained in the store on how to pick out the best avocado on that particular day. So by ordering online, sometimes you actually end up with an even better quality product than if you did it yourself.
That's Jennifer Bartashas, a senior analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence. And that trend she described of people shopping both online and in the real world, that's huge in retail right now. Analysts call it omnichannel, where people shop using all kinds of options, online, in stores, maybe a little bit of both. And a recent Harvard Business Review study found that it's increasingly popular to research online and then buy in store. It's apparently called web rooming, the opposite of going to a physical showroom. Web rooming, which I promise I will never say again, does indeed appear to cause shoppers to spend more and be more loyal. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. And hey, thank you for listening. We take this work seriously at Marketplace, but we like to have some fun too, making the news relatable and relevant in a way that's easy to understand without talking down to you. And most importantly, it's journalism you know you can trust to be accurate and unbiased. As a nonprofit news organization, we are on a mission that drives what we do every single day to increase economic intelligence across the country. And now we're counting on your help so we can not only keep doing what we're doing, but do even more of it and get this kind of news and information in front of more people. So for as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor. Donate today at marketplace.org. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.